So I came to Wilmington kicking and screaming.
By 1954, the Supreme Court handed down a pivotal decision for civil rights.
Desegregation of the schools. And I'll say desegregation all of the time because I don't believe in integration. The schools are really not integrated. The housing properties are really not integrated. Integration is a broad-based idea and word. Desegregation means that you got a token over here and you have a token over here, and you may have two or three tokens. That's desegregation to me.
It wasn't until 1968 that a federal judge ordered the desegregation of New Hanover County schools.
At Williston, I found the teachers very committed to academics. And of course, I consider myself an academician anyway. So that I just simply fell into the environment, the atmosphere of telling all of the students we had to do doubly well in order to even be considered.
As Bertha Todd describes each unique tradition that made Williston the greatest school under the sun, a fondly remembered slogan among alumni, she holds the experience up against her ensuing 17 years at Hoggard High School. Segregated schools, segregated memories.
At Williston, the black teachers, as well as the principals, worked very closely with the students, whether in the community, whether in the home, or whether in the school atmosphere. And we practice 100% in loco parentis.
Translation, in place of a parent.
We not only worked with the students in the academic era. If that student was concerned about something or was having trouble at home, then we delved into that.
Compare that to Hoggard, says Todd, where white parents preferred teachers stick to the curriculum, the other issues they would handle at home. At Williston, the school principal ordered Todd to populate the library with books about people of color.
If a person knows about his or her legacy and the ancestors and the forebears, then they will develop a bit of pride and self-esteem, and they will be less likely to act out. If you don't know who you are, then you don't know where you're going. And if you don't know where you're going, then you probably go down the wrong path.
Black history was taught year-round.
It was integrated into the subject matter. Now, when I was assigned to Hoggard High School, this was all forgotten.
Why?
Well, the white teachers didn't know the black history in the first place, and there were not enough black teachers in the school.
Todd says she worked with the school superintendent to institute black history courses at both Hoggard and New Hanover high schools. Whether those courses are still available, Todd says she has no idea. Once students graduated from Williston, Todd says they typically left town right away to find jobs. But the tide has turned a little, she says. Some graduates are returning. And why are they coming back now?
They have found that Wilmington has progressed, maybe not as far or expanded as much as some of the other cities in North Carolina, but certainly Wilmington has made progress, and I'm willing to say that myself. Wilmington has made progress since 1952 when I came here, kicking and screaming.
Bertha Todd, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.